Hello, Mickey. It's me again. Yes, I'm back from India. Didn't you hear me before? Very well indeed, thank you. Yes, it's lovely to hear you. Very lovely to hear you. He's struggling on through his own foolishness. He did a few silly mistakes, as you said he might do out in India, and he had to suffer for it. But anyway, yes, well, he and his brother are sharing my place with me at the moment still until they get somewhere of their own. So I don't know what they're going to do. Yes, we did before. That's quite right.
An owl knocked in the wall.
Oh, good Lord, you've got a wonderful memory. Yes, that's perfectly true.
Because I remember you and that boy.
Yes, and I didn't tell you about that, did I?
No. I know you had an owl knocked in, so you could make it like one night.
Yes, that's it. Well, that's it.
But I think you're going to stay in England, are you?
I think so, Mickey. Yes, I'd like to stay here.
Oh, I think you'd be wise.
Yes. Well, I'm starting to do a bit more work again. Sorry?
I've seen Mickey.
I've seen Bob and his missus.
Oh, yes, you've seen us, Mickey. Yes.
How are you, mate?
All right, Mickey, thank you. How are you?
Your little circle.
Oh, it's going on very well, Mickey, thank you.
I've been to come and see you. Yes, well, we're always on the lookout for you. I remember Mr. and Mrs. Ford.
Are you getting on in Australia? Very well, thank you. You had your ups and downs, but you come through, don't you? Yes, mostly ups. Do you think you'll stay there forever? Oh, I think so. I don't know, really. I think possibly, getting that old now. Do you think it'd be late to go anywhere else? Well, I think perhaps. We often are. I don't know that tall woman.
With them boots. Oh, yes.
Hello, Mickey. I've heard you on tape. I think you're Mum.
I don't remember seeing you before, mate.
No, I'm in Brian's.
You're a friend of Missy?
Yes, I'm in Brian's circle. I have a circle of my own.
Oh, you're in my case, you are.
Am I? I know I am.
You had a bit of an upheaval and all.
Yes, a terrible time.
Oh, you had to sort of reorganise your whole existence, didn't you?
Yes, that's quite
right. You had to shut the door on the past to some extent.
Yes, that's quite right.
And open up the future.
Yes, that's right, Missy.
Somebody let you down with a wallet.
Oh, very much so.
I can read your aura while I'm talking to you, mate. It's all there. I'm not being clever, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Well, I can read in your aura emanation.
Yes. Oh, you are clever, Mickey. Yes, you are clever.
Actually, you've had to sort of, really sort of fight.
I have fought.
And
yes.
It hasn't been easy, and you've had to do a lot for yourself, and
yes,
it seems to me that somebody really didn't do the right thing by you, mate.
No, dear, that's quite
They really behaved badly, didn't they?
Yes, very badly.
Oh, cribs.
I had to put up with her.
Well, it's all experience, but
yes.
I suppose sometimes people say, I wish we could do without it. But that's the only way you learn, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
If everything goes smooth, then you're not really learning much.
And I can understand other people, you see. When they are down, I know, I understand them.
You're very artistic, but you never seem to do anything about it.
I'm very artistic, but I'm so busy doing things like I go around healing, I have a circle.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that side of it.
I have another home, but I do. I'm very interested in it.
Well, I've got to talk to you about various things, because I know what they tell me, I've got to tell you.
Yes.
I think you've taken on a new lease in life, mate, and you've had to close the past to some extent. But apart from the circle and the healing,
yes.
There's also an artistic sense that you have got to do something about, which is linked with the psychic.
Yes.
It's creative,
yes.
With your aims.
Yes. Yes, I understand you.
Well, you are an interesting person.
That's why I brought her, Mickey.
Yeah, well, you always seem to meet the right people, don't you?
I seem to.
Because you meet a few that ain't, but there you
Yes,
are.
That's right, yes,
but,
quite true.
She's a good soul, her heart's in the right place.
I know.
I think you two have got a lot in common, and I think you're pulled together in the work.
Yes, that's great.
You both got to go your own way, though, but still.
Yes.
See, Nelta, I'll sort things out. How are you, Muriel?
I'm all right, thank you, Mickey. How are you?
All right. You're not like you used to be, are you?
How do you mean?
I don't know, you look different.
Do I? Very
good. Well, I don't know, you look as if you've skinned out a bit.
Oh, yes, I have, I hope.
I used to remember you with that red coat.
Well, you see, I can't live
you
in
you used
red.
To look like a post box. You used to love the red coat, though, you used to wear.
Yes, you love that.
You used to come with a Larry Lamb, didn't you?
Yes.
And his missus used to talk to him.
Yes, that's right.
But you've been good to old Larry.
Well, he's been good to me.
Well, yes, all right, but I think he needed you desperately, and I think you was marvellous. His wife was very pleased about it.
Oh, well, at one time he was in need, but he's not now.
Oh, he's pulled himself round a bit now, ain't you, Harry?
Oh, yes, certainly have, Becky.
It's me that's in need now.
Well, doesn't surprise me.
How do you mean?
Well, are you surprised?
I don't know. Should I be?
I haven't seen your old man, you know.
Pardon?
I haven't seen your old man.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, how's he getting on?
He's all right. He keeps an eye on you.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he does.
He always was like that.
Yes, he, you know, we were very much
together. Do what?
We were very much together.
But now you're a bit lost.
No, not really. Not now. I was a little while ago, but not now.
Well, all right.
I don't really think so, Nicky.
Well, you should know, mate.
You know.
But you've had to adjust yourself, ain't you?
Oh, quite a lot. Oh,
and
yes.
It wasn't easy.
Over the last year, terribly.
And there's been all change and reorganisation and all that lot.
Oh, yes. And I'm just wondering where I'm going from now, you know.
You don't want to jump out the frying pan the fire, mate, do you?
I don't want to talk. No, I'm not talking about, you know, marriage or anything like that.
No one suggested it. You did.
You know why I'm saying that, Nicky? Because people keep on with you. No, they keep on. That's the first thing they think about. No, I'm not thinking about that.
I wasn't even suggesting you thinking about it.
I know you wasn't. I'm thinking. You know, I'm thinking in terms of the work I want to still do. It's part of my life and part of my being, I think, you know. I had a very full year, really, anyways.
What about the centre?
Well, as to the centre, Mickey, I really don't know, because we've had to give that up, as you know, through no fault of our own. And at the present moment, I just can't sort of see the wood for the trees. No, I can't. I can't see. I would love to have the centre again, because I feel that there I was able to do much more work, but at present moment, of course, I just go round to the churches, hoping to teach and do things as I used to do.
No.
I don't know, you see.
But what about the possibility of moving?
Well, yes, I keep being told that that is so, but...
And that's what they have in mind.
Oh, well, then I should be very pleased about that, I'm sure. And if they're trying to arrange a centre, I should be even more pleased about it.
Well, I think that's what they will have in mind eventually, that you will make a move, that you'll have a presumable place where you can have a centre.
Oh, that would be very nice.
And continue the work and development there.
That would be very nice.
And Harry will help you.
Oh, that's good.
Won't you, Harry?
Well, I hope so, Mickey. If nothing unforeseen happens.
No show without punch, mate.
No, what?
No show of that.
What are you going home like that for?
Just trying to think why you say that.
I'm one reason.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear you, Nicky.
Because you two are very close.
Well, yes.
I'm not talking about getting spliced or anything
like
that.
Oh, I know that.
I'm talking about very close in this mental and spiritual sense.
Well, we are.
And the interest in the work.
We are. Oh, yes, we are, and I'm sure that if the opportunity arose, I'm sure Harry would be one of the first ones to be glad about it. Wouldn't you?
Of course, yes.
Of course, he says that. Yes, very nice, too.
This one's the baby, don't you? You all right, Jessica?
Yes, I'm all right, thank you, Mickey.
Lovely name.
Yeah, Jessica.
Isn't it nice? Yes.
You didn't call me that 7 years ago.
Yeah.
had another night.
You don't know my name, Mickey, do you?
You're right.
Yes, do you know my name?
No, but I shall find out, mate.
You had no secrets from Mickey in there.
No. Why don't you like me calling you Jessica then?
Yes, I think it's a lovely nice name. I wish that was my full name instead of Jessie. But I do like to get called.
Yes. My name is Jessie as well. Oh, and I love this? Jessica.
Yes, good.
I'd like to call my name. I use my name, Jessica.
Oh, well, why don't you know I'm stopping you?
Yes, I think I ought to sometimes.
What an idea.
Yes, it is. Because, you know, Muriel has got a lot of memories which are not too happy.
I don't think you're changing memories for changing your name, mate.
No, I suppose not.
Yeah, but don't change your spots. You can't find them out.
No, that's quite right, Mickey.
Why bother?
No, there you are. Just, I suppose, because I like the name. You told us we'd come back, Mickey.
I knew you would. But, why don't you stay longer?
I don't know. We money for one thing, I suppose.
Well, you had up.
No, not altogether. We have other things to do, I suppose.
When are you going home, Mick Fordy?
Actually, Mickey, it's either Friday or Saturday. Depends a little bit on the air strike.
Oh, you're Australian,
you mean?
Yes.
We're actually going to Singapore on Saturday. We're leaving Paris on Saturday. But with the air strike, it looks now as if we'll have to go earlier. Because we can't make our plane connections, you see. But we've been here 9 days, over this way 9 days. We had to come and see you.
Your daughter Jessie, it's your mum. Oh, how nice you came. Well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, dear. You've got exactly the same voice as you had 7 years ago.
Just to let you know my presence, let you know I'm very happy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. That's right. I know you are. We'll do that. Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye. Bye-bye. Thank you so much
thank
for coming
for
again. Very hard thing.
Was he a Reverend Pope?
He was, yes, Mickey.
Baker's
yes.
his name.
Reverend Baker, yeah.
Yeah, he was, I think there was a church at one time where he was on your side. Was
yes.
it different over here?
I don't know how long ago, but a long time ago.
Oh, I should think it must have been getting on for 70 or 80 years.
Yes,
or something.
I thought so, Mickey. Yes,
I think
it's been
before
very
I was thought, well, about, yes, I suppose it should be. Because I'd have been getting on myself here, right?
I suppose
kept,
it would, yes.
Back
yes.
Here.
Yes, he's been very helpful to us, Mickey.
Have you got any drawings of people?
Yes, we have, yes.
Yeah, because I think he's very anxious you should have a sketch of him, but I don't think you have.
We haven't, no, but there's
but
a possibility.
But you've got several other sketches, and there's
yes.
two or three people here that you've got sketches of.
Oh, that's nice.
And there's
nice.
Also a Chinese gentleman here who brings a great deal of power and influence.
Yes, we know him.
And also a lovely lady, I think, when she was old, she was a sister in a convent.
Yes, I know her.
Very lovely lady.
Yes.
Maria Theresa.
There's no doubt about it. Because you run a little society, don't you, church, like?
Well, we help, Mickey, yes.
Well, you say
Yes?
There's a lady here, she's very insistent, and she says, will I tell you and the missus that she's Dolly?
Dolly?
Yes, and she says she wishes to be remembered to you that Dolly was not her real name, but it was the name she was often known by.
Yes, well, now I argued with her about this 7 years ago.
Well, she's back again.
It was not Dolly.
I can't help it, 7 years or no 7 years.
She calls herself Polly.
Well, she's very strong about this.
Yes.
She says that she hasn't forgotten it as many years ago.
Yes, well, that was not her right name, but what she called herself really, as I know it, was Polly, not Dolly. But as she says, that wasn't her real name.
Also, have you been doing something to a roof, right?
No, I've been
no, wait a minute. Have you got a bungalow?
Yes.
Well, there's been some alteration or something happening or going on with this bungalow place.
Nope, not.
Well, I don't want to worry or anything, but,
no, but we're moving
they're
away,
saying about the roof or something doing to the roof.
Okay. No, apart from getting up and cleaning gutters.
Well,
and
I don't think it's anything serious, but they're just mentioning this in passing.
Or something may have happened whilst we've been away.
And it was a young lad that comes to you that died very tragically, with no warning.
Yes.
The young lad.
Yes. Fairly young,
you
yes.
You know his people.
Yes. We do.
Because he sends his love and blessings to his parents.
Yes.
And he was killed in an accident.
That's right.
And when you get back, you'll be in touch with him.
No, they're in England.
Well, why is he on about being in touch with them then?
Well, we have been in touch with them just a week ago.
Oh, that's
we came right. over here, one of the reasons coming over to Australia was about his accident.
Well, this accident must have shaken everybody up terribly because he was young,
yes.
on the threshold of life, everything before him.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden this happens and he says he wants to thank you for the help that you tried to give to his people.
Yes.
And although they perhaps don't fully understand, he thinks it's helped.
I think it has.
And he's all right.
And he's so anxious for him to know he's well and happy.
He is
and
well
not to grieve for him. And he says he knows what they did fairly recently in remembrance of him.
Yes.
And he said he was there when it was attended to.
I see.
What about
that would be true.
What's he on about in
the country? He was out in the country when the accident happened.
He said that he was enjoying himself out in the country.
That's right.
And then something hit him.
He hit it, yes. Well, it was not a car, and something quite different. But he was involved in an accident, and he was killed. Burnt, in fact.
Left his little wife.
Second.
And often if something happened to him, he had something about an impact.
Yes, it would feel like that.
You may not have quite known what happened so quickly.
By the way, do you know who Les is?
Yes.
Leslie, on Earth, not on
Earth. Yes.
Not on our side.
Yes, we know
in connection. By the way, Jess.
No, it's all right, thank you. I don't take much notice of.
No, but you've had a bit of trouble with that leg.
Yes, I have.
Because they've been giving you healing.
Have they? Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
And you should have felt benefit from
it. Well, it has, yes, it has, and just occasionally it's troublesome. Thank them anyway for the healing.
You don't spend much money on clothes, do you, Jess?
No.
It was just as well, really. I mean, on my handy, but for his pocket. But someone's laughing about some dress you were trying on very recently.
No,
I
didn't tell me about it.
Remember that?
I
didn't
need to
shop on anything.
No, wait a moment. They're laughing because something went wrong and it's split.
Wow.
All right, think about it.
Yes.
Seam came undone. Well, I'll forget it. It'll come back. If there's anything I can do to help you now, you wouldn't even ask. Sometimes I talk about trivial things, because often trivial things can be very interesting and evidential, but they're laughing about one or two bits and pieces. And something about a parrot.
Parrot?
Yeah, but not recently. The old lady, there's a lady here that had been here many years, and she had a parrot.
Oh, yes, I think.
And that goes back to when you
yes,
was a girl.
When I was a little girl, I think.
Harry, your missus is here.
You see what I thought, Sam, Mickey?
You know, she's a real case, ain't she?
She certainly is. Hello, darling.
Oh, Harry, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh,
I'm so happy.
Oh, I'm all right. Thank you, Lily.
Oh,
nice to hear from you.
I'm so
It's lovely to hear you, darling.
Harry.
Yes, dear?
Oh, I'm so... I don't know, I'm sure. I did so well, now I can't help it. Oh, I do love you. I just want you to know how near I am. Every day passes that I don't come and see you.
Yes, I know that, love. I can feel you when you come.
I'm a bit sure a bit lonely now, aren't you?
Well, until I join you.
Mary,
of course.
Oh, yes, you're talking to me, Billy.
Yes.
Yes, I do feel sometimes.
Jack.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes. Do you see Jack?
I just want you to know that I brought Jack. Well, I say I brought him. He came with me from over here.
Oh, and good.
He senses now. But you know, I expect it takes time. I know it must do.
Yes.
It took Harry a long time to get adjusted.
Well, no, I think, adjusted quite well, nearly.
Yes.
Can he tell me what he's doing?
I hope he will. Yes,
Harry. Yes, darling?
What should we talk about? We don't often get a chance. Let's make the most of it.
No, we haven't had a chance for a long time, have we, dear?
How about music?
Yes. Your music there, dear, is it nice? Yes, I believe you, darling.
Oh, I know. I must sound stupid. I keep talking. Perhaps I'm not very
Lily, do you know about Harry's music?
Yes, of course I
do. Oh, you say of course you do, but you didn't say, and so I thought I didn't know if you did.
Oh, yes, of course I do.
So what do you think about it?
It's slow.
Ah, but it's coming along, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I'm not saying it is.
Yes.
But it's a bit slow. Yeah. And that's not true. Well, that's not too bad, I suppose. You're not doing too badly, are you?
Not really.
Oh, no, I don't think so, dear.
Jolly good.
The piano.
Yes.
The piano.
Yes, there's been some trouble there, hasn't there?
Yes.
Just waiting to get one shifted.
I can't hear you.
We're waiting to get one shifted.
No. How long is it going to take?
I don't know. If we get somebody to move it, we'll do that.
No.
It'll
be better then.
Yes. Certainly will. We hope so, anyway.
Something wrong with it, in any case.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, darling. It's just a question of getting it shifted from one place to home.
Well,
yes.
I wonder if you'll ever get that house you always wanted.
I hope so. I hope so, Lily.
I don't seem to think you will. And of course, if you have a nice large room,
yes,
you can keep meetings.
Yes.
And do your work.
Yes.
But Harry's not doing so bad now, is he?
No, no.
He's
doing quite well, Lily. He's doing quite well.
But he does get impressions and sees things occasionally.
Yes, he does. And he does a lot of healing.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, darling, I love you. Take care. I love you, both of you. And Jack.
Yes.
I always speak, but I know he wants you to know. He sends all his love. Keep smiling.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless, darling. Oh, I love you.
Well, I hope you will be able to speak. Perhaps you'll try. No, it must be a bit difficult at first, mustn't it?
Margarita.
Hello.
Margarita.
Margarita.
Margarita. Hello, I want to speak. Don't know if you hear.
Yes. Who is Margarita?
Hello.
Is there a Margarita here?
Madame.
Yes.
I don't
know.
There is no Margarita, is
it? I wish to speak to you, Madame.
Me?
Which Madame?
Are you speaking to me still?
No.
Are you speaking to me?
To
yes.
You.
Yes, I suppose.
I want to talk to you.
Yes.
You don't know me, but I wish to come and speak to you.
Yes, I should be very pleased.
I call you Margaret.
Yes.
You don't like my name, Margaret?
I do, yes.
I like it. I call you Margaret.
Yes.
My name is... Not for me, to you, but my name is Mario.
Yes, Mario.
I have come here, you know, to talk to you at the moment. I am you. When I was on your side, you know, I was a singer. I was,
yes.
What you say, singer. Opera, everything, you know. I like for me to come. I call you Margaret.
Yes,
I prefer Margaret for you than ever.
Yes, yes. I love music. I love singing.
I know.
Yes.
I come, many people have come to circle. I have been to circle too.
Yes.
Many some of people have come there. I come and I want to help, you know. And, I have life for me great interest in music. And,
yes.
You in music.
Love music.
You hear me?
I love music.
So, I prefer for you to go by the name.
Yes.
Please.
What are you doing, Margaretta?
He likes the name, of course, Mickey, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but that ain't a problem.
Well, if he likes the name, he likes the name. He wants to remember her by that. If it's the lady I met outside, I should think that suits you.
Was it her name in a previous life?
It could have been.
Could have been, yeah.
Margarita, it's nice.
I had known about her a long time ago.
Yes.
Yes, I love it. It's a beautiful name. It has a beautiful ring to it.
Isn't it? I feel I have an affinity with you.
Are you still with me?
It's puzzled you, Mickey, hasn't it?
He likes it, Mickey. Hey,
can you solve that one, Mickey?
Margarita,
do
you?
No.
No,
the
Margarita.
What did you say?
Italian.
Italian.
Right.
Perhaps he was Italian.
Yes. He was.
Mario.
He was Mario. It's an Italian name.
Italian name. There you are.
I liked opera and music.
Do you like opera and all that thing?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. There you are. Yes, I used to be in the Operatic Society.
Ah, that might have been a favourite favourite one in the opera.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
You know,
That's good, isn't it? Mm.
Perhaps he used to sing that and he liked Margaretta. Yes. Not to worry me.
Cheer up, 40.
All right, I'll do my best, Mickey. I am cheered up, really. It's nice to hear you.
I don't know whether I should say that.
Mr. Ford, did you have a bad time while you were gone? Yes, I did. Did you have to go to hospital? I did. Because there's a doctor just come today and he said, well, I'll tell Mr. Ford that everything worked out pretty well and you should not have any recurrence of the old trouble.
Yes, that's
very good, Mickey. But you know, usually you
don't
have to call me Mr. Ford.
Well,
it was
a 40
or 10.
Yeah, I'll call you Teddy then.
Hey?
Teddy,
that's the word. Well, just for the sake of the other people here, Mickey, I think it's always nice when you give evidence like that that they should know what it was. I lost an eye. And it was a cancer. And there has been no recurrence. So, Mickey, you're 100%
well, off. This doctor's very anxious, and I should tell you, because he came specially just a few seconds ago. He said, look, tell that gentleman, Mr. Ford, that the operation was a success, and there will not be any recurrence of the old trouble, and to look forward and not to worry.
Good.
Yes, Mickey.
You're not a bad spelter, are you?
Well, I don't know.
I mean talker.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I don't know. I can't say, can I, really?
Well, I'm going to tell you that you're going to do much more than you think in a public sense in speaking.
Yes.
And that you've got to take the bull by the horns when the opportunity arises, as it will.
Yes.
And do it. I don't say it's necessarily always going to be on spiritual psychic things.
Yes.
Because although you want to call yourself perhaps political, in a sense you are in a way caught up with it.
I know what you mean. Yes, I understand, Mickey.
Because you're going to play a part, whether you like it or not, but you're going to be brought into a situation.
Yes.
Where it has not exactly political significance, and yet it has in a way. But
I think I know what you're talking about.
A public office.
Yes, yes.
Or a public duty.
Yes.
And it's not just only talking to kids. It's talking to older people as well, or young people.
Yes.
You know, like teenagers.
I understand.
And you've got a work to do among the young. But also you're going to be, I know you think this odd, but whether you want it, whether you don't, and I know you're not sticking your neck out, but the point is, mate, you're going to tell me they're going to put you in a position that later on where you have a very good job and work to perform in various ways, really, and it's in government office in some way.
In government office?
Well, sort of.
Yes, yes,
or
that's interesting.
Government
oh, thank you.
Way,
thank you very much. So I won't remain a remedial teacher. I won't stay teaching
well,
the young children.
Not exactly, no. You see, I don't know how to put it, but they say it's doing a good job what you're doing, and it's a step up.
Yes.
But the point is, there's something much bigger ahead. And when the time comes, don't have any doubts or fears or qualms about it.
No.
Take it with both hands and you'll be all right.
Okay, so, oh, thank you, Mickey. So the opportunity is going to come soon, and well, I must take that opportunity.
Yeah, I can't say exactly when, but I can't pin the time.
No, I understand.
I would say certainly after the Christmas, you know, sometime in the early part of this year, it seems that what they're telling me, they expect you to be pitchforked, if you like, into a position which you'll think, oh dear, you know, but it'll be okay.
Oh, good, good. Well, this could well happen, yes. I can see what you're getting at.
You know, you've got to say yes. Three, don't you?
I've got to say three.
Three! Not three.
Oh, three. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Oh, no, I've no intention of doing that, Mickey.
I mean, this
to stay
is
free.
No time for you to get your neck in the nose, mate.
ah, yes, yes, okay, okay. Okay, Mickey. Right, Mickey.
I mean, I think
we were talking about this earlier on.
There's somebody after you if you didn't know it.
Yes, there is. I know who you mean.
Although she's probably a very nice person, she certainly wouldn't be right for you or you for her.
No, she wouldn't. No, I know. I work with her, actually.
Yeah, well. They tell me that it's... Keep it the other side of the desk.
Oh, I do, yes. Okay. Strictly speaking. Oh, yes. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, she's very nice and her heart's in the right place and all that, but she's already had one, well...
Yeah, she's had one husband, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
What's her second quick? Oh. And,
yes.
You've got enough to support yourself without her.
Oh, yes, yes, you're, that's dead right, Mickey.
Not
dead. Oh, I've had invitations and everything else and I've politely declined them.
Yeah, well... I think you should play your cards well. If you must eat, well, they're eating a restaurant, not...
I'll take your advice, Mickey. Thank
not
you.
At all. I mean, she's probably very nice, but I think she's fallen for your hook, line, and sinker, mate.
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Well, she's lost the way.
Hmm. Yes, I
hope
mean,
not. After all, you're very presentable, ain't you?
Don't know, I can't say, can I?
Well, yes, you are. You know you are. You're not that daft. You see yourself in the mirror.
I can see I'm going grey very fast,
yeah,
Mickey.
Yeah, you'd be great. Much quicker if you got married, mate.
I'm sure I would.
You might even be bald.
Yes, that's possible.
She's all right for the right person, but she seemed to make a mistake, mate.
Yes, I'm better to stay as I am, Mickey, then, aren't
well,
I?
Well, definitely for the moment, mate.
And what about these friends of mine? Do you think they'll find somewhere of their own? What do you think?
Well, of course, you see, that I don't wish to be unkind, but you are a bit of a softie, ain't you?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, if you don't, I don't, but I do know. But I think that for a while, yes, you have to sort of make the most of it, you know, sort of accept the situation, but they will. But they may need a gentle push.
Oh. Oh, I can't do that, really. It's difficult.
I know you can't. No one's saying you should.
Mm.
I didn't say you were the one to do the pushing, either.
Oh, I see. I see. Circumstances will change.
You get on all right with them, don't you?
Oh, yes. It's a workable, yes, workable sort of thing, yes.
And it helps.
Yes, yes, they do help me. One of them
well,
cooks for me,
like
yes.
Everything else, you know, but somehow I think that your whole course of... Well, I think everything will sort of rearrange and organise itself. But it certainly can't be for the next few months.
No, that's right. What about my mother, I wonder? If there's anybody for my mother that would be around. We had a family tragedy, you see, a little while ago.
Don't tell me nothing.
No.
If they tell me, I'll tell you, right?
Okay.
You just say yes and no and all the rest of it.
Okay, Mickey.
If anyone
yes.
turns up, then I'll tell you.
All right, yes. Thank you. Yes, suicide,
well,
yes.
They brought someone forward, and
yes.
this person took their own life.
Yes, he did.
And it was a great shock.
Oh, terrible shock.
It upset your mother terribly.
Oh, it did.
And she's not really got over it, has she?
No, she hasn't.
Because that's who you had in mind.
Yes.
Because they brought this person forward.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, hold on.
We felt very sorry for him.
Oh, yeah, it seemed to go away.
Very sorry for him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Brian's here, yes. Sorry? Mother? Tell my mother, yes. Everything's all right now, yes. Not to worry. Yes. Who's that speaking? Oh, yes. Yes. They're on the earth. On the earth, Mickey. Yeah. Ah. Oh, yes. Brother over there. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Hmm. They were all very upset about that thing. Yes. It was very, very tragic indeed. Forest. The trees. Yes. Yeah, my father, yes. His mother.